Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Vav, 396, as we do the last mitzvah in Parshas Korach, and this will take us through the mitzvahs relating to Kahuna. Remember, as we've said, the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave here after the rebellion against Korach to solidify Aaron's cause and all of many of the halachas that Aaron stood for. That's why he repeats many of the mitzvahs, and some of them actually are new. So today's last mitzvah we did was the mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, and today we do a connected mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Trumas Maaser. The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chafei, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Limor, Ve'el Halavim Tedaber Va'amarta Lehem. Tell the Levim, Ki Sikhu Me'is B'nei Yisrael Asam Maaser, Asher Nasati Lochem Itam B'nachal Aschem. When you take... This key is when you take Maaser from Bnei Yisrael, previous mitzvah, Maaser Rishon, all of Yisrael have to give 1/10 of their produce. We spoke about which fruits are Chayav D'Oraisa, which fruits are Chayav D'Rabbanan. V'harei Mosem Imenu Trumas Hashem, they have to take from it Maaser Min HaMaaser. They have to take Maaser from Maaser, which we call Trumas Maaser. The Levim themselves, they have to get any Maaser Rishon, they have to take off a tenth of that and give it to the Kohen. V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, Kadogan minagoren v'chamaleya minayakev. And this truma is considered like regular truma. Trumas Maaser has the status, as we'll see, of regular truma. If a zar, if a non-Kohen eats truma, or Trumas Maaser, or chala, or bikurim, any of them, one is chayav misa b'dei shemayim, because that is, all has the same status. Again, let's stick with chala, truma, and Trumas Maaser, all of those. That's what the Torah says here. Kein terima gamatem trumas Hashem mikom asroseichem asher tichu, unesadim enes trumas Hashem la'aron ha'kohen. So you, Levim, you are special, you get Maaser Rishon, but you have to take from that Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kohens. That is the pasuk at the end of Korach, which is the basis for today's mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, here, Shin Tzadi Vav, mitzvahs halavim, we'll get to whether that is specific or not, the mitzvah of the Levim to be mafresh maaser min ha-maaser. Says the Chinuch, Shin Estavo Levim lahafresh maaser min ha-maaser, sheheim notlim mi Yisrael. The Levim are commanded to be mafresh meiser from their meiser, sheheim notlim Yisrael, v'sheinu oso lakohanim, and to give it to the kohanim. Shenemer, as the pasuk says that we just read, v'arei mosim imenu trumas Hashem, maaser min ha-maaser. V'zeo nikra b'chol makom, this is what's called in the Gemara, trumas meiser. Why does it call that? Because it has the status of truma. Just like a Yisrael takes off from his produce truma and gives it to the kohen, so to a Levi takes off from his gifts that he receives, meiser rishon, and gives it to the kohen. Right? The hashkacha, that these two mitzvahs that we've just done, Maaser Rishon and Trumas Maaser, we surround Tu B'Shvat, which was yesterday, which has importance for the different years, figuring out what is the year of Arla, what's the year of Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, as right now we are in the fifth year of Shemitah, so we just had 1, 2, 4, and 5 are all years of Maaser Rishon, and I'm sorry, are Maaser Sheni years, and the other years are Maaser Ani years. Maaser Rishon is the only one that stays every year except for the year of Shemitah, as we saw last time, and therefore Trumas Maaser, today's mitzvah, also is in every year of the Shemitah cycle besides the year of Shemitah. Continuing the Chinuch, 2 lines later, v'hizra akasav l'hafer zeh ha-maaser min ha-tov ha-nivchar, we are commanded to take off this maaser from the best. Shene'emar mikol chelbois mikdasho mimenu. Right, from the fattiest of the produce, the best produce we have to give. Can't give the Kohen or the Levi giving the Kohen the dregs, the worst parts of the produce, act like Kayin. No, you have to give the best, mibacharot, right, from the best. As it says, velotisu alav chep arim chemes chabo mimenu. We have to make sure to give properly yoreshim yitziu minara yelem chet. But it's inappropriate to give something that is negative, right? So the Chinuch notes this in this mitzvah. The Chinuch, as we mentioned many times, follows the Rambam. They're not the other Rishonim that might have a different count. The Ramban has a separate mitzvah asay to give min hayafeh. The Rambam doesn't count it, and the Chinuch doesn't count it. Just give Trumas Maaser. The Ramban in one of the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot, in the 9th mitzvah, mitzvah Tshiyas, shenitztavinu bafrishenu truma, shenafrish osa min hayafeh o min hashaveh, lo min hara al hayafeh. One is not allowed to take off inferior produce and give that to the Kohen, or the Levi, if he gets a bunch of Maaser Rishon, to give the worst of that. And if I don't, according to the Rambam, that's part of the details of giving Trumas Maaser. But the Ramban has a separate mitzvah, to give the best. So it's so significant that you count it as a separate mitzvah. The Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Megillas Esther and others say the Rambam doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah because it's just part of the details of giving truma. When you give truma's meiser, give the best and don't give the worst. There's no reason that you have to count that. You don't count 20 different details of giving truma as a separate mitzvah, but the Ramban feels it that it is so significant that he counts it as a separate mitzvah. Good. Continuing. Actually, even before we continue, just to note, the Minchas Chinuch here discusses something that we discussed in last mitzvah also, and that is the Rambam, by all of the mitzvos that we have discussed, relating to Truma and Meiser and this mitzvah, the Rambam always counts one mitzvah, even though there are really two parts to the mitzvah. One part is taking it off from my field, doing the Hafrasha, and number two is giving it to the Kohen. If I'm a Kohen, we mentioned last time, a Kohen also has to take off my Sarishon. If a Levi, a Kohen or a Levi, has produce, I have to, even though they're going to take it for themselves, they have to be mafresh it, and then they keep it, because they give it to themselves. Even so, there are these two elements of Afrasha and Nesina. And the Ramban, in Shoresh Yud Beis, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, says, by all of these, one should count two separate mitzvahs. Just like he argued by that last detail that we just said. He says there's two ideas, Hafrasha and Nesina. V'chein Adin, this is in the Shoresh Yud Beis, that the Ramban quotes. He says, ki bedvarm ha-tovlim heim shtei mitzvahs bevadai. Wherever you have tevel, if you don't do a Hafrasha, then each stage is significant. I'm mafresh. So once I'm mafresh, what, they take a truma off of my produce, I'm allowed to eat the produce even before I give it to the Kohen. And then it's separately to give it to the Kohen. That is a separate mitzvah zaseh. The Ramban says you should count separately taking off truma, anything that is tovel. He says challah. So when he makes challah, they should the hafrasha in my kitchen. That's one mitzvah, and giving it to the kohen is another mitzvah. And bizman hazeh, we only do one of them because we burn it. We don't give it to the kohen because all kohenim are tmeim, and we don't know for sure who's a kohen. So we discussed that a couple weeks ago by the mitzvah of challah. So says the Ramban, by all these mitzvahs, you should count them separately. Shekein kola isa asur lanu acha nafresh osa v'nisavinu ba mitzvah nifredes. We shouldn't just throw it to the fire. We should give it to the Kohen at a time of history when we can give it to the going and it is appropriate. So the Ramban, by all of these Hafrasha mitzvos, he demands that you count two separate mitzvos, Hafrasha and Nesina. The Ramban, by all these mitzvos, only counts one. One mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina together. What's fascinating is that the Mefarshim on the Rambam on Sefer HaMitzvahs take opposite approaches. What is the Iker? What is the Rambam counting? He counts Hafrasha and Nesina as one mitzvah. But what does that tell us? Is it all about Nesina? It's all about the giving it to the Kohen. Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. It's the beginning. The Iker is giving it to the Kohen, and as I mafresh it, that's like you already see the roots of giving it to the Kohen. That's one way some of the Mefarshim explain it. And some say exactly the opposite. The Iker is the Hafrasha. You have to take it off and be misaking your Kri. You have to fix your produce. But how do you complete the Hafrasha of taking it off? You give it to the right address. But the Iker is not giving it to the address. The Iker is being mafresh it. So if you want to look in the the Leiv Sameach and the Marganisa Tava, two of the early commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvos, early Achronim, so they give these opposite ideas in what is the Iker. Even according to the Rambam, who counts it only as one, is it about the Nesina, is it about the Afrasha? And one might say it's a little of both. That's the easiest way. You don't have to say one's Iker, one's Tafel. It's two sides of one coin. It's a process that starts at the beginning and finishes at the end. Another point that they both talk about is the language of the Bracha. The language of the bracha, when one is mafresh, you make a bracha on the hafrasha. We know generally when there's a mitzvah that's one long process, you only make a bracha on the end of the process. Right? We don't make a bracha when we write tefillin. We make a bracha only when we put on tefillin. You know, we don't make a bracha when we put sitzes onto the beged. We make a bracha when we wear the beged. We don't make a bracha when we cut the shofar off of the ram, only when we blow it. So why? Because the Gemara says in Menachos that you only make a bracha on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, when you're at the final stage. So that's one of the Ramban's rayas. We make a bracha on the hafrasha. So that shows it's a separate stage. So that's his raya. But the answer might be, well, we don't make a bracha on the Nesina either. So that's a raya against him. Because we should make a bracha on the Nesina then. But we don't. So either way, this is an important machlokas, which might have, has definitely hashkafic ramifications, but halakha l'maaseh ramifications as well, between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we continue. Says the Chinuch, Mishorshi HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the shorish behind this mitzvah. Hakdama. Let me introduce this a little bit. Ain safek ki kol shevet ha-levi hivdol Hashem mi'adas Yisrael. La'avodaso tamid. The entire Shevet Levi is obviously special. Va'amnam b'shevet ba'atzmo nivchar bohem echad lios l'kulam merosha l'katzin ulesar huvizaro l'olam. There's no safek, even though the entire Shevet Levi is special, but within Shevet Levi, there are more special. V'hu kodesh mikodesh b'shevet. Right, there's a hierarchy. And just like a Yisrael has to understand that they're Yisraelim, and there's a Shevet that, even though the entire Am Yisrael is a Mamlechas Kohanim in a more general sense, and we have to be a light unto the nations, but even within Am Yisrael, the Shevet Levi has to be a light unto the nations, or unto the rest of Klal Yisrael. And even now within Shevet Levi, this mitzvah is about recognizing hierarchy amongst Am Yisrael. Even the Levium have to realize that there are Kohanim in the world, and they have to give and recognize through their giving, their truma, that Kohanim are on a different, have a different tachlis, a different job. I wouldn't say a higher level, because every Jew has Tzelem Elokim and every Jew has Kedusha, but they have a different job, la'amod l'sharis p'nei Hashem tamid. And they can't be jealous of them, and they have to give. And the Levi's job is to help the Kohen in his avoda. This even relates to we had this little discussion a couple of, last year in Pasha's Emor. There are 2 days in the Rishonim. If a Kohen is not in shul, do you give the Levi the first aliyah, or can you go straight to a Yisrael? So the day that says you go straight to a Yisrael is because the whole mahus of the Levi is that he's a misharis, he's a servant of the Kohen. So when the Kohen goes, the Levi helps him out. But if there's no Kohen, then the Levi's special status falls away. Therefore, he goes straight to a Yisrael. So different days, and different minhagim, whatever one can do. Good. So continuing, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Kamo shekasuv, Yamar Hashem al Aaron, Ata uvanecho beisavich itach, Tisu as avon ha-mikdash. You, Aaron, you and your family have to bear the avon ha-mikdash to guard that nobody who is not supposed to be there touch the kelim or get involved in the beis ha-mikdash. Va'ata uvanecho itcha, Tisu avon kunaschem, klomar she'ikar avoda, the ikar avoda, the hainu ha-kahuna aleichem hi. This is upon you. Klomar, skip a line, sha'ata ha-ikar v'loheim. When it comes to beis ha-mikdash avoda, so the Kohanim are the ones that are the leaders. They're the ones that are Zochek, Kedidus, the Chinuch, and the 24 special Matanos, including Shumas Meiser. Shumas Meiser, Bikurim, Karbanos, all different elements that's listed in the Brisa in a couple of places. That's what this mitzvah is included in. And the Levi has to understand that. Skip a couple of lines. Uleman Yedu v'yizbonenu ki kol chelkan betova v'chelek achiyem hisibas avod el Hashem. Since they have to recognize that their entire getting anything is because they service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Nitzavinu Laseis, they are commanded to give from what they get from Am Yisrael to the ones that are even closer and have a more intense job. Uvachen yitznu alibam ki ish gavoim aleihem begavoim yalakulam hu shomer akol yitaleh. Right, the chinuch here is talking very personally, because if you remember in the previous mitzvah, you noted that the chinuch was a Levi. It was a Levi, right? Probably many thought it was the Ra'ar of Arna Levi. We discussed in the Hagdamah Shir a couple of years ago. It was probably the Ra'ar's brother, Pinchas HaLevi. So he quoted in the previous mitzvah that he said to his son, learn this mitzvah, know this, because it's going to happen soon, right? We're going to have to do this. So here he's talking about how we have to recognize also, as a Levi, that Kohanim have a more intense status in Yahadus. Gam yesh bazeh schus v'kavon malu levim v'bilti yigar ha-shmami mitzvahs meiser v'chalka mitzvos. This is a way if they get the tefuah in this way, and they keep some, and they give some. That's all the lesson that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. There is an interesting lumdish question that is discussed by the Mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Cement, in his Sefer here on the Rambam in Kuf Chavtes, and that is, we know, the Gemara tells us that if somebody comes early, a Levi could come early, what's called Hikdimu B'Shibolin. He comes early before Gemar Malacha takes place, and he takes his Meiser Rishon before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicks in. Usually we know, we discussed this back in Barsha Mishpatim, one has to fulfill the mitzvah Tzlius Baritz in the right order. First Bikurim, then Truma, then Meiser Rishon, then Meiser Sheni, all differs in order. And if one goes out of order, one violates Malayas Chavadim HaChalos HaAcher, the Isra going out of order in terms of the Matanus. But what if the Levi jumps the gun? He shows up in my field before I did anything. Hikdimu B'Shibolin, and he wants to take his Meiser Rishon, before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicks in. So the halacha is he can take it. He can take it, it works. There is, though, an amazing machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Does the Levi, in that case, have to take off Shumas Meiser? Our discussion. Our mitzvah of Shumas Meiser. So usually, I'm a Yisrael, I take off Truma Gadola, I take off Meiser Rishon, I give it to the Levi, and then he took off Shumas Meiser. But what about in this case, where the Levi took his Maaser Rishon before there was a Chiyuv of Truma Gedola? So in that case, does the Levi have to give Truma Maaser? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. And the Shaila is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and Rashi in that case? So suggest the Chazon Ish, he quotes the Chazon Ish here in Hilchos Demai, who says, well, when we look at Trumas Meiser, is the focus of Trumas Meiser just like Truma? Meaning there's a Chova on the Kri, there's a Chova on my produce. My produce, I have a Chiyuv to give Truma, I have to give my Serishon from. Trumas Meiser is the only one that the Chiyuv doesn't really exist right away. It only exists once there is Maaser Rishon. You can't take off Trumas Maaser without having Maaser Rishon first. So maybe that reflects that this Matana is different than any of the others, different than Truman, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni. Is this, just like everything else, it's a Chovas Hakri, or is this a Chovas Maaser? It's a Chovas Maaser, not a Chovas Hakri. So if you say that, so then it explains the Chazon Ish, if it's a Chovas Hakri, a Chova of the produce, so then maybe here you wouldn't have to give it, because just like there's no chiyuv of Truma Gedola yet, you took it before you did Gemar Malacha, before you processed the grain, so too, you wouldn't have to give Trumas Meiser. But if it's a chova of Meiser Rishon, the second is Meiser Rishon, you have to give it. So that, he suggests, is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Or, is it possible, the Kesem Mishnah, is it possible to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser without Meiser Rishon? Let's see how Yisrael wants to do it. He wants to be Mafresh Truma. Well, I have a Kohen I want to give everything to. So I'm going to give him the Truma Gedola. I want to give him the Trumas Meiser before I give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi. And I didn't even designate Meiser Rishon yet. I'm just going to take off what I could estimate is a tenth of a tenth. So does that work? It's a machlokas achronim, whether that works. Some say it's impossible. Until you have Meiser Rishon, you can't take, Trumas Meiser doesn't exist. So that sheet is because it's a function, it's a chovas ha-maiser, not a chovas ha-kri. If you say it does exist, and again, there's like quotes all the different days here, if you say it does exist, that might be because it's a chovas ha-kri, similar to Truma Gedola, similar to Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, right? It depends what one would hold. The last point to mention is, it could be related, or it could be a separate idea, and that is what the Menachas Chinuch discusses in Oz Gimel. The formulation of the Chinuch is that, who is this mitzvah upon? If we would categorize, who has all mitzvahs? Kohanim have certain mitzvahs, and Levim, and Yisraelim, and men, and women, and kings, and sitters, and not sitters. Everybody has their own mitzvahs. So who is this mitzvah on? The Chinuch's formulation is Levim. The mitzvah's on Levim. So a Yisrael can't do this? What if a Yisrael is Mafresh Maaser Rishon, and then takes off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon? So everybody says that works. If he designates Maaser Rishon, and then he designates Trumas Maaser. The only machlokas was, if he didn't even designate Maaser Rishon yet, Could he make Trumas Meiser? But everybody agrees once he designates Meiser Rishon, he can do Trumas Meiser. But that's not listed as a mitzvah here. Is a Yisrael allowed to do that? There is a Maharit that is quoted by a number of the Achronim who hold that it is usur for a, this is in Chelek Aleph Simin Pehei, it's usur for a Yisrael to be Mafresh Meiser and a Meiser, Trumas Meiser. Why? Because it's not his. The Meiser Rishon belongs to the Levi. So I'm taking off stuff from the Levi, it's not mine. I can't do a mitzvah with somebody else's property. So the Maharit said, "This also we don't paskin that way, but we do have a question. We paskin it works, but does it work or is it even a mitzvah? That's a shaila. Does it work or is it even a mitzvah? It could be. If you look in the Rambam's lashon is that it works. He doesn't say specifically that it would be included in the mitzvah. The Ksava HaKabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg, right here on the parsha." Says Beferish. You don't usually get this from a Mecklenburg. Usually he's a Pashtun. But he says that the Chilik says, if a Levi takes off Trumas Meiser, it's a mitzvah. If a Yisrael takes off Trumas Meiser, no, it's a matir. It's not a mitzvah, it's just allowing the rest of the produce to be mutter, but it's not a mitzvah. But he says, because look at all the formulations of the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's a mitzvah on the Levi. The Yeshli Yisrael HaFrishosa, the Yisrael HaTorim Trumas Meiser, Einu Ela Mesale Ka'iser Tevel Min HaMeiser, the Ein Bo Ki HaMitzvah, Rak Rishus, Lachain, and then he even says, that's why, we didn't get to it yet, but even though by Truma, one has to generally take off Truma Gedola from near where your field is, what's called Min HaMukaf, it has to be connected. By Trumas Meiser, you don't have that chiyuv. When a Yisrael does it. That's what the Ksava Kabbalah suggestion is. Because there he's just being matir. If you're doing a mitzvah, you have to do it in a very special, grand way. In the best way. So that's why you have to have Minam Mukaf, doing it next to the produce that you have left. But if a Yisrael, you're just getting it done, you're just being matir, your produce, then you wouldn't have to do that. That's his suggestion. The chiluk between a Yisrael doing it and a... the difference between a Yisrael doing it and a Levi doing it. A Levi would be doing a mitzvah, while a Yisrael would be just getting it done, would be doing a matir. Good, and he continues and discusses a couple of other halachas related, and at the end he says, V'noagis mitzvah zu b'makam sh'truma v'meiser noagim sham. The mitzvah applies wherever truma and meiser are noag. As we said last time, according to the Rambam, according to many others, trumas and meisers b'zman hazeh are dirabanan, so trumas and meiser would also be dirabanan. According to the Ravid, according to what the Ramah quoted in Yeredeya, only chala has that requirement for having most Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But Shumas and Maestros do not, so he would hold that it would be Daraisa even today. One final point, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis discusses the halacha of Nitan b'machshava. The Gemara sometimes says that Shumas and Maestros can be Nitan b'machshava. What does that mean? I could look at one side of my field and eat from the other side of my field. And I could just have in mind, I could think that that side of my field I'm going to take Shumas and Maestros from, and I could eat from the other side of my field. That's Nitan b'machshava. What Rashi's Lashon is in a number of places, a Kedushin Memalev is one of them. No sein eina b'tzad zeh, but put your eyes on one side, v'ochel mitzad acher, and eat from the other side. So the pashas of that line of the Gemara, which Rashi says a number of times, means literally. You just think about it. You think about, you're going to get Shuma from there, and I eat from the other side. But the Rashba in Maseches Kedushin quotes an opinion, and it's a Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch points out that it's a Rambam too. It sounds like a Rambam. Machshava doesn't just mean think. It means you have to actually separate. But all you don't do is you're not Korei Shem yet. You don't designate it. You separated it, but you didn't Korei Shem yet, which we have sometimes in halacha. Sometimes we have a case where a woman is tameh, and she has to be mafrisha chala, so she'll separate it. She won't call it chala yet, because she doesn't want to be matameh the chala. She'll separate it. She'll put it on the other side of the chala, so then she'll make the bracha, and she won't be touching it anymore, so she won't be matameh yet. So sometimes we have the concept of separating without designating verbally. So there's a machlok that he just points out, that machlok is shown him in the Gemara. What does it mean that all of these items might be nitan b'machshava? Does it mean literally machshava, or does it mean just not designating it verbally, but you have to do an action? So that's an important machlokas to mention, but that is Shumas Meiser. Baruch Hashem, that takes us through Parshas Korach, the nine mitzvahs of Korach. Next up, we start the three mitzvahs in Parshas Chukas, as we, again, march towards number 400.